The Association of Mining and Exploration Companies says the climate change sceptic Lord Monckton is still welcome to speak at its conference next week. There have been calls on them to cancel the speech after he said in the United States that the climate change advisor Ross Garnaut had a fascist point of view. He used the words Heil Hitler in talking about Professor Garnaut and illustrated his remarks with a big Nazi swastika. David Weber reports.
Lord Monckton made the comments about Ross Garnaut at a Freedom Alliance conference earlier this month. He spoke as a quote was displayed beside a depiction of the Nazi swastika flag.
Professor Ross Garnaut, that again is a fascist point of view, that you merely accept authority without question. Heil Hitler. On we go.
The federal opposition leader, Tony Abbott, is also speaking at the AMEC conference in Perth next week. He says he has no plans to meet Lord Monckton.
Look, I thought that those comments were offensive and over the top, and I repudiate them. I'm happy to go to the AMEC conference. Mining is a vital Australian industry. It's under serious threat from this government, both from the carbon tax and the mining tax. And I'll be there to support the mining industry. I'll be there to alert the mining industry to the dangers that are posed by the Gillard government. As for who else comes to that conference, that's a question for the mining industry.
The Liberal backbencher Josh Frydenberg has described Lord Monckton's comments as highly offensive, saying they do not encourage a mature debate. The former opposition leader, Malcolm Turnbull, has given a scathing assessment.
Monckton is a vaudeville artist. He has no credibility, politically or scientifically, particularly in the United Kingdom, and he is a professional sensationalist. So he says these outrageous things in order to get into the press.
The executive director of AMEC says Lord Monckton was asked to speak after some of the association's members said they were interested in hearing from him. Simon Bennison says he's still on the program despite his recent comments.
You know, he's expressing his views, and we've responded to a number of people, you know, members of ours who were interested in having him on the program. I just think it's disappointing that he's made those comments leading into it. And as I said earlier, you know, we don't condone them, and you know, hopefully people will see those as his personal expression of his views, and that's it.
Mr. Bennison says he'll speak to Lord Monckton before his presentation, but he doesn't intend to act as a censor. He says Ross Garnaut was asked to attend the meeting.
Well, look, we'll be having a chat with Lord Monckton, but, you know, we don't censor all the presentations, no matter who gives them.
But do you think that the use of a swastika when talking about Ross Garnaut is a bit extreme?
Yeah, look, as I said earlier, you know, we don't condone his comments and how he's presented them, so you know, I can't really say much more than that.
Is he being brought to speak to the AMEC conference as a serious commentator?
Sure.
Are there many climate sceptics in AMEC?
I have absolutely no idea. That's not something that we concern ourselves with in the context of this convention. We just put a program together that you know, the members give us feedback on that they'd like to hear various points of view.
So did people actually come to you or come to the organisers and say, we want to hear from Lord Monckton?
Correct, yep. You know, we ask Ross Garnaut to present.
Is the CSIRO continuing as a sponsor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lord Monckton's address will be followed by Katrina O'Mara, sustainability and climate change leader at ACOM, who will talk about how businesses need to be prepared for future climatic events.
David Weber.